Blog Talk Radio.
Backed up fluid as well, too. Usually, this is cause pain to the normal shortness of breath. So, I'm not going to say the fact that there's a chance that you want to have a little bit of work out of the food. That's unexpected. I'm talking.
right? Got it?
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Still banging?
Well, this is one of the things that's going on today. All of them that are listening tonight, coming to you right now, we are doing some stuff. Open this stuff up, so body, mind, soul, and spirit. So as we get ready to reach out to the next level, and we open the door, and as we move, and as we talk to many people, did you get it? You might have grown in then, if you're doing that much moving. Well, you must have got it. Yeah. That's right. Those that are listening tonight, radio, we are been moving to the next level as we are. Went over to our doctor today, and he invited us to come over to the hospital. And we came over. So right now, we're in the hospital getting tests together. But if I didn't know the tests would have took all day, I wouldn't have been here because it wasn't that serious. But you know how your doctor is. And my primary doctor, he said, Bishop, and see what's going on. So here I am tonight. I still want you to read Psalms 119 and stay focused. A lot going on in this month, and as things go on, you keep moving to the next level, okay? But you can get this now. Okay. I'm still here. Mary, give me a call for the show. I'm here trying to see. I know that her divine. So we're going to see how this is working. So, that ain't moving, is it? Because they just got one out of there.
Might be your good arm.
And them that have called me, you can continue call at that number that you want to call me. Mary and Pearl, give me a call. I got something to share with you. Get ready to do things now, right now. Okay. Okay. sleep, okay? Okay. So what I'm doing now, at the doctor office, they're taking some blood tests right now. Okay. So they're doing that right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you taking blood samples, right?
Yes, sir.
You taking blood sample for my heart.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. That's what she's doing now. I'm in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So she taking the samples. But my primary doctor told me, just come up here and ain't going to be nothing. You'll be out of there in 15 minutes. I've been up here since 12 o'clock today. And what time is it now, young lady? It's 9:12. So I've been here for 12 hours. You got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what they're doing now. Drawing blood to see how my heart regulating. Okay. But I'm sharing that with many of you that know what's going on. And that's what's happening now. And, now it's not painful. Pulling blood? Okay. 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 Okay, you left this in me? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I hope y'all need no more. That's right. That's what that. Now, this is some of the stuff that you go through when you're in the hospital. Some of the stuff that go on. Check to see is your heart right and stuff like that. So that's what that is. So I got this out the way. And so I'm through with you with this, right?
For now, but I just want to go ahead and rest tonight.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going home tonight.
Okay.
I can't stay. So I got a meeting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. See, my primary doctor told me I'd be up here for about 15 minutes and I'd be out. That's what he told me, see? Uh-huh. And it wasn't that serious. Okay. So that's what it is now. Well, that I'm through with the nurse and the doctor that came to my room, Mary. They come take my blood pressure, see how I was working, see how my heart ticking, all of that. See, the loss go on in this month. This is October, the month of loss of stuff to fight. A lot of stuff go on in this month. So you got to stay kind of focused to know what's happening in this whole month because there's a lot happening in this month. The last you see, been a lot of death already in this month. All that death that I had in this month, been a pain and a shame. All the killing and going on that was happening in this month. Mm-hmm. And that's some of the stuff that's happening right before our eyes. We see it happening. We don't know how to stop it. See, but sometimes you have to do some other stuff, stop some of this negativity that's going on. Negativity is happening. See? And it's happening to a lot of people. And a lot of people caught up in that. I just want you to know. There's a lot of people caught up in that. A lot of people caught up in the negativity that's going on. And ain't nobody speaking about the negative stuff that's happening across our country and across our world. The mass killing, the black-on-black crime. And everybody's trying to make a buck. Ain't nobody trying to help do nothing. And that's what happened with that. So what I'm saying to you, get ready for a breakthrough. It's going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I know, and we just have to get ready in order to stay afloat with what's going on in our neighborhood, in our community. And right now we are going through a real challenge throughout our whole world. And that are carrying us through a lot of stuff that's happening to you and me, and some of you don't know why it's happening. It's because of so much negativity that's going on and keeping us bound to the point where we have to be able to break some yokes. And see, once we break them yokes, we're able to do some, this is a Bishop Big Mouth Moore. Can I get him to play? But yeah. And I was just looking at him coming on. So much was happening now that you got to look and pay notice things that are happening in our world, in our community. We got to pay attention. Okay? And that's what happened to us, that we ain't paying attention. We got to pay attention to some of the stuff that's happening in our world, or we can have a change in our world, a change with some of our people that's going on, okay? So it's important that, Bishop, where do I go from here? You got to go to God. You got to really open up your heart and mind to God and go to God and ask God for total deliverance. Can't nobody do it but God. And God can open up that door and give you what you want. Now, some of you don't understand that, but I understand that the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes through the working of God. So I'm praying that each one of you, they get ready for the Holy Ghost come in to help you do what you need to do, or it can say what you want to say. Okay? But once it says what you want to say, you can do really what you want to do for God. And God's going to do it quick, fast, and somebody will say in a hurry. Whatever you're going through, God's going to help you go through it. And you're going to go through it real quick and in a hurry. And can't nobody stop God from carrying you to the next level. They try, but they can't stop God. Can't stop the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So the lady asked me, Bishop, why? I said, you got people that are crossed up and messed up, and they need a deliverance. And they ain't got the deliverance yet. So they got to get the deliverance to get the breakthrough. And once they get the deliverance, they can have a breakthrough. Some of them can't have a breakthrough, but they all messed up. And we're praying for the people, all those people over there in Israel. It's a shame. All those people over there. And they're just telling me about how those people lost their lives, and they're still looking for some of them. And ain't nobody said nothing about what's going on. Somebody got to be responsible, bringing the community back together. Somebody got to be responsible for some joy and love into the world. That somebody got to do that. Now, I want to tell you, somebody got to do it. And if they can't do it, something wrong. Somebody got to open up the door. Truth and love. And let God illuminate your life. Don't let everybody else let go. And let God. And God gonna do the rest. But you got to let go and let God. And some of them, they don't want to let God be over them. They want to do it by themselves. You can't do it by yourself. You got to let God do it and open up the door for you. You can't open up the door by yourself. You got to let God open up that door of truth and honesty. And our problem now is that we have to begin to love each other, begin to stop fighting our sisters and our brothers, and get ready to open up the door of joy and love. And once we get ready to do that, we're breaking yokes, okay? And once we break the yoke, that's happening, okay? And that's what happens, see? That's what we're going to do. We're going to do that, okay? And I will have to let people know that you have to serve God in order to get what you want, okay? Once you serve God, every door closed will open up. And I know there's some doors will open up for many of you by you taking, you letting go and let God handle your business. You let go and let God direct you where you want God to kill you. He will kill you to the level that you need to go on. But some of you don't want to go to that level. But there's a level that I want to carry you on. We want you to be able to help people. I want you to be able to help those that need help. Help those that ain't got no help and do help for them that need help. But some people need help and they need help right now. They can't wait. Need for you to be involved helping them to the next level. What I'm saying is it's important for you to go to the next level and help them carry to the next level. Help them to carry you to the next level where you will feel that God have already opened up a door from you and to carry you to where he wants you to go. I can't do it. Nobody but God can do it for you this evening. Prayer changes things. But how many want prayer? You know, lots of you have turned away from God. And because you turn away from God, a lot of things have happened in your life. And lots of things that happen with what you're doing for God. Some people have turned away from God. And because they turn away from God, things have happened bad to them because they want to do it by themselves. Okay, but you can't do this thing by yourself. You got to do it with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And once the Holy Ghost comes, once the Holy Ghost comes, you let it come. Sometimes you have to wait.
First, I want to thank God for the blood running cold in the veins. Yeah, I thank God for my life, health, strength. I got a sound mind, I'm not insane. Oh, I ain't going to preach too long. I ain't going to take the living too far. My sermon is lonely. Hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. No, 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 no. Just the roof, make sure everybody can see. Come on, y'all. Just a little bit, go back in the kitchen, brother. We're getting too needy. Pick the collar, make the phone be right. Take it for the hospital on the side. Even on the wood, get a picture in it. A way to get too needy, right? Stop it with it, count the money, count the money, come back. Monday morning, and it's got the same thing.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.